The Bible is God's Word. And since it is God's Word, we shouldn't have to prove that it carries far more weight than anything that man says. And yet, we do need to emphasize this. Because there are many people today who do not accept the authority of the Bible over their lives and the authority of the Bible in their religion. Even religious people, even people who say that they are Christians, often don't really regard the authority of the Bible in their lives. And yet, there is no other authority, and there is no higher authority in religion than the Bible. In John chapter 12, verse 48, Jesus said, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." Notice that Jesus here talks about people who reject him and who will not accept his words. Now, what does he say about that? What does he say about those people? Does he say that because certain people reject him and refuse to acknowledge his word, that they have the right to decide for themselves what is right and what is wrong and what they're going to do in religion and God will just accept it? Does Jesus say that he's pleased with people who say that they don't accept his authority? No, Jesus said that regardless of whether people accept it or not, that word still has authority. And the word that he has spoken, he says, will still judge those people and all people in the last day. Now, folks, what this means is that the authority of the Bible is supreme and it is also absolute. That simply means that it cannot change and will never change. It is the ultimate authority in religion. There's nothing higher than the Word of God, the Bible, because there is no one who is higher than God. In Romans chapter 3, verse 4, the Bible says that Paul made this statement, "Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar." Now that passage does not say that every man is a liar and is doomed to hell. What it shows is that God is true and is going to be true, regardless of what the whole world does. Even if every human being on the face of the earth says something contrary to what God says, God's word will be true, because God is true and God cannot lie. Now again, that shows that the authority of God in the Word of God is absolute. It will never change. And it will always be the supreme authority. Now, with that in mind, what I want to talk about today is this. I want to discuss with you how many people deny the authority of the Bible with their religious traditions. And we're going to go, first of all, to Mark chapter 7, beginning in verse 1. Let's turn in our Bible to Mark chapter 7, and we're going to begin reading in verse 1. The Bible says, "Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes, which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashing hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not, and many other things there be, which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables." And so the Bible says in verse 5, "Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashing hands?" Now, before we get to Jesus' response, let's talk a little bit and think a little bit about these traditions. This tradition in particular here came from the idea that if the Jews had any contact with Gentiles, they became unclean, and they went so far they became so extreme that some of these rabbis said, if you touch something that a Gentile has touched, you're unclean, and so you're going to have to wash before you eat. And so if they went to the market and they bought a pot or a cup or any other kind of item that they thought that a Gentile had touched, then the rabbis said, well, you better wash your hands because you may be defiled. You may have come in contact with something that a Gentile has touched. Now, this was extreme. It was radical. It was not in the Old Testament. That's the important thing to remember. Now, the Old Testament had different laws about washing and about uncleanness. But it never said if they even touched a Gentile or touched something that a Gentile had touched, that they were unclean according to the law of Moses. The law of Moses never said anything like that. That was a human tradition. And so the important thing here to notice, first of all, is that when the Bible talks about this tradition, that is a human tradition. It's something that human beings came up with, and it's not simply a custom. It's not simply some kind of cultural tradition. This tradition was a religious law, and that's what we're talking about in this lesson. So they bind this law on other people because it is a tradition. Well, when Jesus responds about them criticizing his disciples because they didn't wash their hands before they ate, here's what he says beginning in verse 6. He answered and said unto them, well hath Isaiah, or Isaiah, prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Now there's human tradition. There was the problem, and there is the problem today. These people regarded the traditions of men, the doctrines and commandments of men, more highly than they regarded the Bible. You see, these people didn't look at the Bible and say, well, I don't believe the Bible is the Word of God. They would tell you, yes, the Scriptures were given from God. The Scriptures are the Word of God. But they place more value on their human traditions than they did on the Bible. And that's obvious here. He says in verse 8, for laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things you do. So it's not just one tradition of men that they're following here, although that would be wrong, but they have many other traditions that they're following. Now you see, one of the problems that has always existed in religion is that once you start down this road of putting more emphasis on tradition than on the Bible, then there's no end to it. You go from one tradition to another tradition, and pretty soon the Bible is left in the background. Pretty soon the Bible doesn't mean much at all, and it's not long until the Bible is not even appealed to, it's not studied, and it's not regarded. Now Jesus said in verse 9, full well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. And he gives us an example, beginning in verse 10. He said, for Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free, and you suffer him no more to do aught for his father or mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, and he says it again, and many such like things you do. Now this Corban tradition that he's talking about here was this. The tradition called Corban said that if a Jewish man had property or money, and he had an aged parent that needed his help, he could just say, well, I can't help you because I'm dedicating that as a gift to the temple. It's a gift, so I can't help you. So Jesus says, by their tradition, and those traditions made them appear to be very religious, in the eyes of other people. Can't you imagine a Jew like that saying, I've dedicated this to the temple here. I'm going to leave that to the temple when I die. But Jesus says you ought to be helping your parents. And he says that your tradition has actually gotten in the way of you keeping what the Bible says. So we find here in Mark chapter 7 a good example of how that human tradition outweighs the Bible too many times. Let's turn next to the book of John, the book of John, chapter 4. And so in John 4, verse 19, the woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. So what she's saying here is this. Look, my parents and grandparents and our people all worshipped in this mountain. And the mountain she's referring to was called Mount Gerizim. She said, well, this is the place where we go to worship, but you Jews say that you're supposed to go to Jerusalem. So she brings up a controversial issue here. And she bases what she has done on what her ancestors did. So she's following human tradition. And what does Jesus say? Well, in verse 22, he says, you worship you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. In other words, you're not right about what you're doing. You're wrong about what you're doing. God chose Jerusalem as the place to build the temple and to require the Jews to come there to offer their sacrifices. So there was a right way and there was a wrong way, and her religion was the wrong way because it was based on human tradition and not the scriptures. Now today we have the same problem. People say, well, our church does this, or my denomination believes that. Or they say something like this, well, my parents believe this way, and so will I. You know, Jesus said, he that honors father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And folks, it doesn't prove anything to say, well, my parents or my grandparents or my ancestors worshiped this way or believed this way. You've got people all over the world in all kinds of religions, and they will tell you the same thing. You've got people in the Hindu religion, in the Muslim religion, in the Buddhist religion, in all kinds of different beliefs. And their reason for believing that way is because their parents believed it or because their grandparents believed it. That doesn't prove anything. That's not the authority. The Bible is. And so there are many beliefs and practices that people have today that come from human opinion, not the Bible. The idea of telling a lost sinner, receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, is not in the Bible. Now, that's a tradition of men, but you can't find that in the Bible. Praying to Mary is not in the Bible. It's a human tradition, but it's not in the scriptures. Friends, when a person has to go outside the Bible to find authority for something, then you can mark it down, it is wrong. So let us respect and follow the Word of God as the authority in religion and not human tradition.